जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशुरानंदन ब्रज जनरंदन यशुरानंदन ब्रज जनरंदन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय हो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय हो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशुरानंदन ब्रज जनरंदन यशुरानंदन ब्रज जनरंदन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय हो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय हो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराज का आचार्य श्रोतरस्त श्री श्रीमारे श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभु पार की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराज का आचार्य श्रोतरस्त श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभु पार की जय अनंत गौरी वैष्णव वृंद की जय नाम आचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर हर श्रीवास हरि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय नूरमनवेती धाम की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय यमुना माई की जय गंगा माई की जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction, Text Number 13. Word meanings, na, not, esha, all this, ati, dusaha, extremely difficult to bear, kshut, hunger, mam, unto me, chakta, udam, even after giving up drinking water, api, also, bhadati, does not hinder, pibantam, while drinking, twat mukha ambhoja chutam, emanating from your lotus mouth, harikata amritam, the nectar of topics concerning Krishna. Naishati du sahakshun mam chaktodam apibadate pibantam tvam mukamboja chutam harikatamritam naishati du sahakshun mam chaktodam apibadate Vibantam tvan mukamboja Jutam harikotamritam Naishadi du sahat chun mam Chaktodam apibadhate Vibantam tvan mukamboja Jutam harikatamritam Jaktodam apibhadhati Jivandam kanamukhamboja Jyotam harikatamritam Naishati du sahakshun mam Chaktodam apibadhate Ladies. Naishati du sahasunmam Chaktodam apibhadate Vibandham tanmukamboja Chutam harikotam ritam Shadi tu saha sunmam Chaktodam apibadhate Pivandam dham mukhamboja Chutam harikatam ritam Translation, because of my vow on the verge of death, I have given up even drinking water. Yet because I am drinking the nectar of topics about Krishna, which is flowing from the lotus mouth of your lordship, my hunger and thirst, which are extremely difficult to bear, cannot hinder me. Srila Prabhupada's purport. To prepare to meet death in 7 days, Maharaj Parikshit gave up all food and drink. As a human being, he was certainly both hungry and thirsty, And therefore, Shukadeva Goswami might have wanted to stop narrating the transcendental topics of Krishna. But despite his fast, Maharaj Parikshit was not at all fatigued. "The hunger and thirst from my fast do not disturb me," he said. "Once, when I felt very thirsty, I went to the ashram of Shamika Muni to drink water, but the Muni did not supply it. I therefore wrapped a dead snake over his shoulder, and that is why I was cursed by the Brahmin boy. Now, however, I am quite fit. I am not at all disturbed by my hunger and thirst." This indicates that although on the material platform there are disturbances from hunger and thirst, on the spiritual platform there is no such thing as fatigue. The entire world is suffering because of spiritual thirst. Every living being is Brahman or spirit soul and needs spiritual food to satisfy his hunger and thirst. Unfortunately, however, the world is completely unaware of the nectar of Krishna Katha. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore a boon to philosophers, religionists, and people in general. There is certainly a charming attraction in Krishna and Krishna Katha. Therefore, the absolute truth is called Krishna, the most attractive. The word Amrita is also important, also an important reference to the moon. And the word Ambuja means lotus. The pleasing moonshine and pleasing fragrance of the lotus combined to bring pleasure to everyone hearing Krishna Katha from the mouth of Shukadev Goswami. As it is said, Matirna Krishne Parata Sutova Mito Bipadyeta Griha Vratanam Adanta Gopir Vishutam Tamishram Puna Punascharvita Charvananam. Because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. Srimad Bhagavatam 7:5:30. At the present moment, all of human society is engaged in the business of chewing the chewed. Puna punascharvita charvananam. People are prepared to undergo mrityu samsara vartmani, taking birth in one form, dying, accepting another form, and dying again. To stop this repetition of birth and death, Krishna Katha or Krishna consciousness is absolutely necessary. But unless one hears Krishna Katha from a realized soul like Shukadeva Goswami, one cannot relish the nectar of Krishna Katha, which puts an end to all material fatigue, and enjoy the blissful life of transcendental existence. In relation to the Krishna consciousness movement, we actually see that those who have tasted the nectar of Krishna Katha lose all material desires, whereas those who cannot understand Krishna or Krishna Katha regard the Krishna conscious life as brainwashing and mind control. While the devotees enjoy spiritual bliss, the non-devotees are surprised that the devotees have forgotten material hankerings. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Naishati Dushaha Shunmam Chaktodam Api Bhadate Vibandam Twam Bukham Bhoja Chutam Harikatam Ritam. Because of my vow on the verge of death, I have given up even drinking water. Yet because I am drinking the nectar of topics about Krishna, which is flowing from the lotus mouth of your lordship, my hunger and thirst, which are extremely difficult to bear, cannot hinder me. Sometimes I think about what is the essential theological points, what makes us different from others. And this idea that we have, part of our philosophy, that Krishna and everything related to Krishna are the same, or non-different, we say. Nama chintamani Krishna's chaitanya rasa vigraha purna shuddho nitya mukta abhinatam nama nami no. So this is a very important course. This is at the heart of all of our practices of Krishna consciousness. our conviction and our experience in some ways, that Krishna is there in Krishna Katha. Abhinatvam nama namino. The name and the named are abhinatvam, means they're not different from each other. They're the same. Krishna is there in the sound of his name. And all, actually, everything related to Krishna, nama, rupa, guna, lila, parichar, vishishta. Prabhupada would quote this. I'm not sure where it's from. But the idea is that all of these things, nama, rupa, guna, lila, parichar, these are all name, form, pastimes, associates, dham, all of these things that are connected to Krishna, gunas, qualities, they're all Krishna. They're all the same transcendental Satchidananda Vigraha. They're all Krishna. So when we contact Krishna in any of these ways, then we're in the association of Krishna. We're actually there in the spiritual world with Krishna. This is especially for us. We take advantage of this by hearing the holy name and also studying Srimad Bhagavatam or reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Here Prabhupada says that the living entity is Brahman. So Prabhupada says the Bhagavatam is also Brahman. And when we study Brahman, then we're meditating, or when we study Bhagavatam, we're meditating on Krishna in the most palatable form, as Prabhupada said. So the Bhagavatam is nectar. We're getting this example here by what Pariksha Maharaj is saying. Nice the way he tells this story. He says, I was thirsty before, and look how much trouble it got me into. Because I was thirsty, then I offended Shamika Rishi by putting a snake around his neck, and then I was cursed, so here I am. Only 7 days to live. But now I'm not thirsty at all. Before, what was he doing? He was out hunting, I think. So what is he doing now? He's hearing Krishna Katha, and he's drinking it. Pibantam. This word comes up fairly regularly in the Bhagavatam. We see it in many places where the whoever's hearing in that at that time, Pariksha Maharaj is the hearer sometime, or sometimes other personalities are hearing, depending on who's speaking at the time. The sages of Saimisharanya and so on. Shaunaka Rishi. Shaunaka Rishi gives some beautiful prayers in glorification of the Bhagavatam in the second canto. So there are these different pauses in the narrative. And often it goes on when the hearer says, this is so much nectar, just keep going, keep going. Just tell me more and more about Krishna. This is such nectar. Pibantam, I'm drinking it in my ears. That's how nicely this verse is presented. I'm not thirsty because I'm drinking Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha Amrita. Tava Katha Amritam Tapta Jivanam Kavibiriditam Kalmashapaham Shravanamangalam. Shravanamangalam. Srimadatatam Bhuvigrinanti Ye Bhurida Jana. This is one of the gopis' prayers to Lord Krishna. Tava Katha Amritam. Your Katha, Krishna Katha, is such nectar. And it's so pleasing to everyone, and it gives such transcendental benefits to anyone who hears it. So anyone who gives that Krishna Katha, that person is the greatest welfare worker. Ye Bhurida Jana. Tavakritamritam. And of course, in the third verse of the Bhagavatam, Nigamakalpataror Galitam Balam. Shuka Mukhad Amrita Duvasam Yutam Pibata Bhagavatam. Pibata Bhagavatam. Again, Pibata or Pibanta. Pibata Bhagavatam. It says, drink this Bhagavatam. Rasamalayam, which is transcendental nectar. Drink this. Oh, learned and thoughtful men. Prabhupada translates it. bhuvibhavukaha, those who have learned and thoughtful men, thoughtful persons, they're rasika bhuvibhavukaha. They're rasika. The rasikas, devotees are rasikas, which means they're after the rasa. We want the taste. We want to taste that nectar. So we're encouraged right in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, drink this nectar of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And you'll get everything from that, because it's amrita. Ordinary water doesn't have the same effect as amrita. This is such a nice word. Amrita means nectar. The Prabhupada talks about the moon. There's some connection between the moon and nectar. Or rasa, the juice. The moon, we know from the Bhagavatam, the moon gives the juice of life in the plants, the succulents of the fruits and vegetables. Nobody likes to eat something dry. Sometimes you see this beautiful peach in the store and you buy it and you bring it home and it's like, oh, it tastes like cardboard inside. No juice, no nectar. So the nectar, that's Krishna. The juice, and the devotees are after that juice. And the moon supplies that juice. That's why Prabhupada here gives this, makes this connection. Amrita has a connection with the moon. And he gives this nice, he says here that they're the pleasing, it's also ambuja means lotus, the pleasing moonshine and pleasing fragrance of the lotus combined to bring pleasure to everyone hearing Krishna Katha from the mouth of Shukadeva Goswami. So Prabhupada implies here that it's they're in a very beautiful atmosphere. The moon shining and the lotus flowers are growing. So they had this externally very beautiful situation where they're getting nectar, nectar of the lotus and the nectar of the from the moonshine. But they're especially getting nectar, shukamukha, from the mouth of Shukadeva Goswami. We know this example Prabhupada gives of the shuka means a parrot. So there's a fruit that it becomes juicy when the parrot breaks the skin or does something, starts biting it a little, then it becomes even sweeter. So when someone like Shukadeva Goswami speaks, then it's really transcendental nectar. Of course, when we hear this, we think, well, we're not Shukadeva Goswami. But we're meant to follow in the footsteps of Shukadeva Goswami, coming in the parampara. The nectar can still flow down the pipeline. If we're connected to the Krishna Katha, can still be delivered. We can still turn on the tap and deliver the nectar from Shukadeva Goswami just by repeating what Shukadeva Goswami is giving us in Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is life. This is the essence of our philosophy is to contact Krishna. What Prabhupada called his movement, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So how do we become conscious of Krishna? By purification, by hearing that Krishna Katha, when that nectar enters into our consciousness, when the soul drinks that nectar, as Prabhupada says here, because the soul is Brahman, then it wants to drink transcendental nectar. So that awakens our consciousness. It has that power to revive us. Mrityu Sanjeevani, we hear about in the some of the battles in the Bhagavatam. Sometimes the soldiers are dead, so there's a special medicine, Mrityu Sanjeevani. It awakens one from death. So this also awakens us from death, because in the material world, we're pretty much dead. We're like zombies. In the old movies, the zombies, they walk around, you know, they have no really self-control. They're just dead, walking dead, like sleepwalking. So no freedom, really. No life. Really no life. Maya grasta jivar hoy se bhavu doy. That Bengali verse Prabhupada quotes. The one who is in Maya is like somebody haunted by a ghost. So this is material life. It's not really life. It's like sleepwalking. Or as Prabhupada talks, he quotes this verse from the Bhagavatam, spoken by Prahlad Maharaj to Hiranyakashipu, Matir Nikrishne Paratasutova. Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, how did you learn these things? So Prahlad answered in a kind of a different way, as Prabhupada would often do. Sometimes you'd ask him a question, and then Prabhupada's answer would seem to come in from another angle, another perspective. So when his father asked him, how did you become Krishna conscious? He said, nobody can become Krishna conscious if they're like this. So basically he answered how you can't become Krishna conscious. Who doesn't become Krishna conscious? Why? In other words, why you're not Krishna conscious, Dad? Because Matir na Krishne parata sutova mito bipadyeta grihavratanam. Because grihavratanam, especially. Grihavratanam, which means, of course, literally it means the house vow. Means the vow to enjoy all the pleasures that come with household life, materialistic household life, wife, children, family, and the rest, as it's sometimes stated. So one whose consciousness is absorbed in that, and vrata means taking a vow to enjoy it, completely determined to enjoy material life. For such people, they'll never be Krishna conscious. Matir na Krishne. Mati means consciousness. Krishna consciousness. Matir, no Krishna consciousness. Matir na Krishne. So what is the situation of these people who can never be Krishna? Adanta gobir. Their senses are completely out of control. Vishatam tamishram. So where are they headed? Tamishra. They're headed for hell. Prahlad said this about himself. He said, I was headed for hell too, following everybody else. Tatsadu manye sudavarya dehinam. He said, I think that's where I was headed. I was following the general populace into a blind well full of snakes. That's the way he categorizes materialistic life. This griha vritanam. From Prahlad's perspective, it's a blind well full of snakes. It's bad enough to be in a well. You got snakes in there too. Imagine the situation. It's completely dark and the place is full of snakes. Whew. I saw a little garter snake the other day and practically jumped out of my skin. Most of us don't have much attraction to snakes. So imagine being in a blind well full of them. Dark well and it's full of snakes. So that's the way Prahlad sees materialistic life, which is so attractive to most people. They take a vow that I'm going to live in this condition and I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to be happy here in this well full of snakes. Somehow or other, I'm going to be happy here. So this is their foolishness. And what is the characteristic of that life, materialistic life? Puna punas charvita charvananam. This is another indication of mindless, sleepwalking life. Over and over again, you just keep doing the same thing. Chewing the chewed. Just tasting again. Actually, there are a lot of places where materialistic life is compared to eating horrible things. We hear about the stools, the hogs that eat stool. So we think that's so disgusting. That's materialistic life. And Narottam Das Thakur, he says, how does it go? Gyanakanda, Karmakanda, Gyanakanda, Kevala Vishera Bandha, Amrita Bulya Yeva Kai, he says. As jnana, he's talking about jnanakanda and karmakanda. Because for the devotee, these things are also kaivalyam narakayate, as Prabodhananda Saraswati says. This jnana, what jnana brings you, kaivalya, or merging into the existence of God, this is like hell. So from the devotee's perspective, jnana, the jnanakanda, and the karmakanda, which have some benefit, otherwise there wouldn't be so much written about them in the Vedas. They give so much benefit, but what does Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Kevala Bishar Bandha. They're like pots full of poison. Amrita Bolya Yebakai. He says, and I think that they're like nectar and I drink them. Nani Yoni Sadapi Re Kadarya Bhakshinakari. Adak Pate Nai, he says. So I drink them, and the result is Nana Yoni Sadapire Kadarya Bhakshinakari. The result is that when I drink these pots of poison, the result is that I take birth in different species of life, Nana Yoni Sadapire. And in all those species of life, I have to eat abominable things. So I'm drinking poison now, and the result is I'm going to take a body where I have to eat all kinds of disgusting things. Punak punas charvita charvanat. So this is literally chewing the chewed. Ghastly things that one has to eat in so many different bodies. So, but somehow we have a taste for that. Just like we see the vultures beside the road eating the guts out of some creature. So we think, oh, that's so disgusting. So the devotee thinks, oh, material life, that's so disgusting. So we want to taste something better. We have to develop a taste. When you're used to eating horrible things, and we see this even in ordinary life, people can't, they don't have a taste right away. Even sometimes prasadam, and we tend to say people are attracted to it, but sometimes people say, oh, I remember the first time I went to the temple, I thought, why is everything yellow? The whole plate seems yellow. All this food is yellow. What's with the yellow anyway? So sometimes it may not seem so attractive. But it's just as Krishna Kathamrita, which is nectar, isn't attractive. Of course, what does Rupa Goswami say? Syat Krishna Nama Charitari Sitapya Vidya. Because we're in the our illness, because of our illness of ignorance, because we're sick in ignorance, then even though it's nectar, Krishna's name and so on, Syat Krishna Nama Charitari, his name, his character, and so on, they're actually like nectar. We think it tastes horrible. We don't want to hear about it. So what does Rupa Goswami say? Just drink it. Just keep drinking it. Just keep drinking it. Because eventually you'll develop a taste. And then you won't like anything else. There's a verse at the very towards the very end. 13th chapter of the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Srimad Bhagavatam Ishyate Tatrasamrita Triptasya Nanyatya Syadruti Kuchit. It says that the Bhagavatam is Sarva Vedanta Saram. It's the nectar, the cream of all the Vedas. Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Palam. Same idea. The ripe fruit of the tree of the Vedas. Srimad Bhagavatam Ishyate Tatrasamrita Triptasya. When you get a taste for that, rasamrita nanyatyasya ruti kuchit, then you won't have any ruti, any attachment for anything else. So we have to develop that attachment. Earlier in the Bhagavatam, we see like these same kinds of ideas that come up in the beginning and the end. Yadanudyasina yukta karma granti nibandana. Chindanti kovidastasya kona kuryat katarathim. Suta Goswami says to the sages of Naimisharanya in the second chapter of the Bhagavatam, he says that meditation on Krishna, yadanu dhyasina yukta, karma granti nibandana. What is that meditation, of course? It means we get that. We meditate on Krishna by hearing about Krishna. Tadanu dhyasina yukta, karma granti, it cuts the knot of karma. Why are people so crazy? Because of the knot of karma. Because it just keeps going and going and going. It's like just one knot after the other, after the other, after the other. You can't untie them. All these knots that we have. Every time we perform some karmic activity, we put another knot in. Our bondage that keeps us bound up in material existence. So, anudhyasina, meditation on Krishna, that karma granti nibandana, it cuts it. Chindanti, it cuts it.
And the kovida, the learned persons, they take advantage. Kona kuryat kataratim, then it says. Kona kuryat kataratim. Who will not take advantage or who will not be attracted to this Krishna Katha? If you hear Krishna Katha, you cut the knot of bondage. So how can anybody be so foolish that they will not hear it? So we had to build up that attachment, and a little later on, just a couple of verses later, Suta Goswami says, you get that taste by serving Mahatsevaya, Shushusho Shradanasya, Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. You get Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. Taste for that by Mahatsevaya. So this is also Bhagavata Sevaya, of course. Parikshit Maharaj, his realizations. He's tasting the nectar of Krishna Katha. Doesn't need anything else. Not even water. 7 days without water. People will say, this is impossible. This can't be true. But when you're drinking Krishna Katha, you can keep the body alive because of its transcendental nature. So Parikshit Maharaj is doing this and showing, and he has no problem staying awake and hearing, completely absorbed. So the verse again, because of my vow on the verge of death, I have given up even drinking water. Yet because I am drinking the nectar of topics about Krishna, which is flowing from the lotus mouth of your lordship, my hunger and thirst, which are extremely difficult to bear, cannot hinder me. So any questions or comments, Madan Mohan Prabhu?
When you're talking about the well, I had heard a story the other day, and I'm not sure I exactly got it right, so I was going to say the part that I remember, and you can, maybe if you're familiar with it, you can also fill in the parts. But the person fell in the well. It was a dark well, there was no one around, and on his way down, he's being roughed up pretty hard as he's falling into the well, and there's a branch sticking out, or a root, and he grabs hold of the branch, and gradually his eyes, accustomed to the darkness a little bit, he sees that there's actually a beehive on this, on the branch, and about every hour or two, a drop of honey falls out of the beehive. So he's getting stung every once in a while because of the beehive, but if he lets go of the branch, he's afraid he'll fall further into the well, and he's already quite bruised. So he positions himself so he can be underneath that drop of honey, and he puts his tongue out and grabs the drop, and it's sweet. And he says, oh, this is not so bad.
Yeah, I don't think this is a Bhagavatam story. Some devotee's creative story has a nice message. Anything else? Madam Mati?
To make a comment as you were talking about Maharaj Parikshit, you know, and Bibhata, you're mentioning that, and I was thinking that how actually, you know, over the years, you know, I've been hearing the Bhagavatam, and that's how I know the philosophy, and I can see that the devotees who speak the Bhagavatam, you can see they actually do relish it. Maybe we're not in the platform on Maharaj Parikshit that we can live without the water and hear it, but still the Bhagavatam is so potent that it is relishable, and we do relish it, and the speakers relish it, and that helps the hearer relish it. So I want to thank you for the class.
Also, of course, the Bhagavatam says that when you hear, repeat, and then you remember. So Prabhupada always encouraged us to speak because that helps you remember. And actually, when you're sitting up here, you can't run out of things to say, so you have to you have to concentrate. That's why little distractions are a problem. So, yeah, when we speak, then it helps us to concentrate on it. That's yadanudhyasina. That concentration on Krishna Katha is very enlivening. So speaking Krishna Katha is definitely enlivening to the speaker and the hearer. All right. Oh, Keshava?
Most of us, we've been hearing Bhagavatam and hearing, you know, Krishna Katha for years. And in my own case, sometimes I'll get a chance to like really get the taste, and then I would want to, you know, stay with it. So very soon, the taste is gone, and like, you know, the hunger and thirst and everything else comes with it. So is it that you're just getting a shadow of the taste, or how does that?
Well, certainly, according to our level of Krishna consciousness and our realization, our purity, we're able to drink that nectar and relish it more. As I said, quoting Rupa Goswami, we're in a diseased condition, so now we're recuperating. We're trying to become healed, and this is part of the medicine. So it doesn't necessarily always taste sweet to us. We're still conditioned souls in some ways, even though we're considered liberated. But we have the effects of the material nature still acting on us, so it's natural. That's not always going to be there. So we can do things, of course. Prabhupada said we should always be engaged. So if we get tired of one thing, we can do the other thing. One thing I've found is that sometimes, and when that mood comes, you think of something. What is there in the Bhagavatam or one of our books that I really always enjoy? Or what aspect of our philosophy do I like to enjoy hearing? Or would I rather hear about Prabhupada rather than, you know, the prayers by the personified Vedas? Sometimes I like to read the prayers by the personified Vedas and really challenge my philosophical mind. And other times I'd rather read about Prabhupada and his preaching and so on. So, or Krishna Leela, listen to Leela rather than philosophy. So we can also, because as Prabhupada said, it's like a sugar cube, no matter which side you lick on, it's still going to be sweet. So anywhere in the Bhagavatam, it's sweet, but we may not always taste it as sweet, so we try another spot and get the nectar from another place, delivered by the self-realized souls. All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.